today, we're talking about the Senate dismissing impeachment articles against Secretary Mayorkas, testimony by another Ivy League president on anti-Semitism, the resignation of an NPR editor, and other top news for Friday, April 19th. Stay informed while remaining focused on Christ with the Pour Over Today. Here's the quote of the day. Never say, I tried it once and it did not work. Ernest Rutherford. Let's get started with some espresso shots. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas can keep his job. Back in February, the House cited the U.S.-Mexico border crisis when bringing two charges against Mayorkas. One, refusing to enforce immigration laws, and two, breach of public trust by making false statements. The two impeachment articles narrowly passed 214 to 213 on their second attempt, making Mayorkas the first cabinet secretary to be impeached in U.S. history. On Wednesday, those charges met a swift end in the Senate, which voted mainly along party lines to rule both charges unconstitutional, saying they failed to meet the legal bar of high crimes and misdemeanors. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said a cabinet member can't be impeached for carrying out administration's policies. Republicans say Senate Democrats shirked their constitutional duty by refusing to even examine the evidence. It's easy to see the shortcomings of our opponents and cast ourselves in the right. As you root for justice, remember compassion and leave ultimate judgment to our impartial Lord. Matthew 7:1-3 says, "Do not judge so that you won't be judged. For you will be judged by the same standard with which you judge others, and you will be measured by the same measure you use. Why do you look at the splinter in your brother's eye, but don't notice the beam of wood in your own eye?" Congress heard two noteworthy testimonies on Wednesday. Nimat Shafiq, president of Columbia University, faced questions from a congressional committee about rising anti-Semitism on her campus. The hearing was a reboot of one in December, which ultimately led to the resignations of the presidents of Harvard and Penn. Shafiq, unlike her ousted peers, clearly stated that anti-Semitism is against the code of conduct and not tolerated on campus. However, Republicans criticized her for not imposing strict enough consequences on faculty members who express anti-Semitic views. Elsewhere on the Hill, a Boeing engineer testified before a Senate committee that the company cut corners on its 787 and 777 models and said he'd received physical threats after expressing concerns. Boeing called the allegations of cutting corners inaccurate and said tests on nearly 700 aircraft found no issues. Here's a verse to consider whether you're testifying before Congress or working in anonymity. Be diligent to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who doesn't need to be ashamed, correctly teaching the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. NPR senior editor Yuri Berliner's exit after 25 years has been loud. On April 9th, Yuri wrote an article for The Free Press saying NPR has lost its way. He asserts the outlet has become increasingly liberal and lost its open-minded spirit since President Trump took office in 2016. He criticized the outlet for failing to admit it got major stories like Russiagate and the origins of COVID wrong, and for employing 87 registered Democrats and 0 Republicans as editors in D.C. NPR suspended Yuri for failing to clear his work for an outside outlet. He resigned 5 days later. NPR's top editorial executive strongly disagreed with Yuri's assessment of how the outlet goes about its work, and other former colleagues say his essay was filled with errors and omissions. When discussing divisive topics, like the question of bias in the news, remember that both your stance and how you take your stance reflect on Christ. We shouldn't sacrifice relationships to win arguments. Romans 12:18 says, "If possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone."
What would you do if you were falsely accused of murder? For Hannah Overton, that question isn't hypothetical. Hannah was a regular mom of 4 in Texas when, out of the blue, she was falsely accused of murder. Hannah was shocked by the lies, and as a firm believer, she knew that God would come to her rescue and never let those rumors spread. But the exact opposite happened. Hannah eventually stood before a jury of her peers and heard them sentence her to life in prison. This was a terrible mistake. How could God have let her down? But Hannah would soon discover that God had a plan all of his own. Listen to Hannah's entire story on episode number 16 on the Compelled podcast, titled Falsely Accused of Murder and Sentenced to Life in Prison. Listen on your podcast app or at compelledpodcast.com.
In other brews, here's a rapid round of updates. Toronto Raptors' Jontay Porter has been banned from the NBA for life. An investigation found the 24-year-old had been betting on NBA games, changing his participation in games to impact bets, and disclosing confidential information to other bettors. The Raptors said they are fully behind Porter receiving the league's most extreme punishment. New York City rats aren't just spooky, they're making people sick. Cases of leptospirosis, a bacterial illness caused by rat urine, are on the rise. Mayor Eric Adams says the problem starts with trash bags on the streets. Something the city's rat czar, a real job, is addressing. The city is also considering distributing rat birth control instead of poison. The Justice Department has agreed to pay around $100 million in settlements to the sexual assault victims of Larry Nassar, USA Gymnastics' former team doctor. An internal investigation backed up victims' claims that FBI agents mishandled abuse allegations for over a year before Nassar was arrested. The deal, which isn't finalized yet, will bring total compensation for Nassar victims to nearly $100 billion. When it rains, it pours. Dubai received a record-breaking 2 years' worth of rain on Monday and Tuesday, flooding the desert city and clogging one of the world's busiest airports. Meteorologists say low pressure and high temperatures are to blame for the deluge. Not cloud seeding, airplanes sprinkling rain clouds with substances like silver iodide to juice out maximum precipitation. The Beatles, second generation. Sean Lennon and James McCartney, the sons of John and Paul, have released a single together called Primrose Hill. It's not the only Beatles news. Ringo Starr also released a new song last week. And Disney Plus is set to re-release the Beatles' 1970 documentary, Let It Be, restored by filmmaker Peter Jackson, next month. And that's all we have for today. Thanks so much for listening. If you're listening on the Apple Podcasts app, give us a 5-star rating and drop a review. If you're listening on Spotify, give us a follow and hit the notification bell to never miss a new episode. We appreciate your support and hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.